up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Everything that God's going to do for you, it's already done. This is not something that's going to happen. He has taken answers and put them in eternity. He has taken provision and put it in eternity. But when you believe, your faith can bring from eternity. Come on, help me now. And it can bring it down into this three-dimensional world.
Hello, Bill Winston here, and welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, here's something you want to remember. Your future comes out of your heart. Now, the Bible says that out of the heart are the issues of life, or that with the heart man believes, or scriptures that says a good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying that what is in your life comes out of your heart. Now, because it does, no one can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. Are you following? I'm saying the Republicans, Democrats, the different racial groups, come on, the country. Nobody can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. Now, you find the promise, put it in your heart, and watch it come out of your life. Isn't that powerful? Well, today's message is really going to bless you. It's called Contending for the Faith.
Faith sees the invisible. Come back to 1 Kings chapter 22, please. Over here in 1 Kings chapter 22, this is in verse 6, where the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, "Shall I go up against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it unto your hand, the hand, O king." And Jehoshaphat said, Jehoshaphat was the other king, king of Judah. He said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord?" In other words, there's too many prophets up in here. And they're all giving you a good report, saying you can go up and fight this battle, but I'm not totally convinced. Because I watch some of them. They ain't living right. And I'm putting that in there myself. But he said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord?" And he said, "Well, yeah, there is a guy that comes up here and prophesies sometimes, named Micaiah, and I can't stand him." This is what the king of Israel said. Now, Israel just backslidden. They had a king called King Ahab. And so they're just backslidden. So here comes this prophet. They got Micaiah, and he comes up. And he said, "No, that's not what's going to happen." Look at verse 17. He said, and he said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have no shepherd, not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master, and let them return every man to his own house in peace." Now notice what he said. "I don't see victory. I see defeat." He said, now that's the word of the Lord. Now, what am I getting at? I'm getting at the point that all events have already taken place. Faith doesn't look in the future. Faith is only now. And faith looks at eternity. And eternity has no time. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. Here's what it says. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits" what? Eternity. I showed you Enoch. And I showed you where Enoch saw something. The Bible says he was a seventh from Adam. And I showed you that Enoch walked with God and he was not. For God took him. Then I showed you over here in Jude, over in verse 14, Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. He saw something. And he saw the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. Oh, Jesus. If you know that God has already provided an answer to your problem.
Come on.
That you can only get to it by faith.
Come on.
You can answer every problem that you have by using your faith.
Amen.
Are y'all with me? Everything that God's going to do for you, it's already done. This is not something that's going to happen. He has taken answers and put them in eternity. He has taken provision and put it in eternity. When Abraham got up on that mountain that God showed him to offer up his son, he took that knife. And faith without works is dead. So when he lifted it up, God saw the works and manifested a lamb or ram caught in the bush.
Yes, sir.
The ram wasn't there. The ram wasn't there. The ram was in eternity. But when you believe, your faith can bring from eternity. Come on, help me now. And it can bring it down into this three-dimensional world. You see, the saints of God should do, Lord have mercy, words are more for creation than communication. And that you have to understand that Jesus was busy going about creating. This is what he gave you faith for, because creation means to bring forth. So what you do is you bring forth something that's already there. Everything is created twice. See, God created it at first. See, if he didn't create it, you don't want to create it, because you're stepping over into a creation that God didn't intend. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So I can look at that book and see an inventory of what's in the warehouse in the spirit realm that I can create here in this earth. I take that book and take that seed and sow it into my life by speaking it. And then my insides begin to work like a manufacturing plant, bringing forth a perfect image of what's in the heavens. And then I act on it by faith and manifest it in this earth. There were 10 lepers, and they cried out to Jesus. And this is what he said to them in Luke 17. Go show yourself to the priest. What did they do? They didn't say this. We can't. We got the leprosy. No. They acted on the word. And as they went, come on, you got to hear me. You see, we've been trying to leave out acting. We've been confessing, but it's another step. You've got to act on what you believe. And that piece has not been carried out. Why? Because you can't see. You were never meant to go to somewhere you can't see. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, come on, so is he. Let me give you another translation. Whatever you believe is what you become. I'll try it one more time. Whatever you believe is where you're going to end up. And that's a law. Now look where your future comes from. Look at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. Your future comes out of your heart. And because it does, nobody can stop you.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what? Good things. So where was my airplane before it was out there? It was in my heart. And if you get an airplane in your heart, it'll come out there too. Say amen.
Amen.
One man said this, people are not poor because they don't have enough money or don't have a job that pays much. They are poor because of what they choose to create.
Amen.
You can create a millionaire. I'm saying it right now. You put that in your heart. You put that. I'm just saying, if you can find it in that book, that means that it's real in God's eyes. See, you can't find retirement in there, because God don't have no retirement. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm telling you what God's got. The Hebrew tells you everything that's in God's vocabulary. Now, I'm saying to you that we can see more than we think. What Satan has talked us out of is seeing. He's made us try to make us believe that you can't see that. You're not supposed to see that. You are supposed to see it. You're supposed to see exactly where you're going.
That's right. That's right.
You may not be able to explain all of how you get there, but you, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, y'all got me what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is, I don't care what your condition is. Faith deals with the unseen and brings it into the scene. Once it's in the scene, faith is gone. You don't need faith anymore. Faith is done working. Now, y'all follow what I'm saying? But you got the kind of faith that if you can find it in that book, faith will deliver it. I don't care what that doctor said, faith will make a new part. Come on, I don't care. He'll make a new liver, he'll make a new kidney, faith will make a new bladder, faith will make new ovaries, faith will make, you name it, faith will make it, because it's already made. That's why Jesus, most 99.9% of what he did with words. Why? Because he had to transfer stuff. He didn't have to deal with whether or not the part is worn out enough and we can't fix it. He didn't even deal with that. He said, hey, just fill the water pots up with water. Fill them up. Now, here's what I want you to do. Take a dipper full and take it to the governor of the feast and let him taste it. Now, wait a minute. Mary said, whatever he says to you, just do it. Don't argue with the man. He took it to governor, tasted it. Man. Now, I've seen that before. He said, why? He said, now, many people, when they start having a party, get together, they normally push out the best stuff. And then after people have drunk and, kind of gotten woozy, then they pull out, the ripple. But you've saved the best, because heaven has the best. Everything God made, he made the best. When the prodigal son came back home, he said, get the best. He didn't say the one on sale. Get the best robe and put it on him. and put a ring on his finger. You know what that is, that black card that won't ever run out. And put shoes on his feet. You go to some of the other scriptures, you'll see what that shoes mean, and talk about land and all that. He said, my son who was dead is alive again. He was lost and now he's found. And then the elder brother got jealous. And that's what he said. You never gave me a party. He said, son, don't you know everything I had was always yours? I said, don't you know everything the Father has was always yours? I'm telling you, saints, let's don't get to heaven and see all the stuff that we miss because we're trying to be cute out here and not develop our faith. Lift the bar of your faith. And you can lift it yourself by not backing down, but stepping right up to the fact that God said, feed all these people. And you say, yes, sir, and go forward. And he'll start giving you revelation as to how this thing is supposed to happen. Say amen. Man, he wants you in a place that not only can you determine by faith what's going to happen, but you can determine the money will be here Friday afternoon at 2:35. And it'd be right on time. Now say amen. The biggest thing that has not been happening is that God's people have not been using their faith. But we're going to start now. I said, we're going to start now. Say, the works were finished from the beginning. That's found in Hebrews chapter 4. Read it. That's your assignment. Because the works are already done. Everything is done for you. Now, last thing. Go over with me to Amos chapter 9 in verse 13. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed. Let me try another translation. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to be happening so fast that your head is going to swim. You see, we have been experiencing demonic delays. But God is taking all them delays away. Because you're about to get a mindset that says immediately, straightway, right away. And I'm saying to you right now, you decree a thing. Say, in the name of Jesus, from this day, there will be no more holdups, no more setbacks, no more delays. From this day forward, what I speak will manifest speedily in the name of Jesus. Say, I decree, I confess, I believe, and it is so. I'm going to stay with it as it manifests. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now give God some praise and a thanksgiving. One more place. John chapter 4. I'm your prophet right now. Roke si tarabahonda. Verse 34, John chapter 4. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of my Father, of him that sent me, and to finish his work. See, we got to finish this work here. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, then come the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, get a revelation, and look on the fields, for they are white already in harvest. You see, God has a plan for you. In Psalm chapter 102 and verse 13, he says this. He says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, come on, is come. He says in Job chapter 22 and verse 28, thou shalt also what? Decree a thing, and what will happen? It's going to be established unto you. Now, as we go back to the man who was carried on the cot and carried right there to the doorway, but he couldn't get in because all them naysayers were in the house, busy trying to catch Jesus as his word, in his words. But what happened? They said, let's go up on the roof. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying we about to press our way through all that religion that told us this and told us that. We're about to manifest. And what I said here, I put it in my note. I said that you are going to break protocol. Protocol says, just wait outside till it's your turn. Now we about to tear a roof open here. We about to break protocol. Why? Because we got to finish his work.